USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation. JCPenney, weighed down by debt and battered by the coronavirus, has now officially filed for bankruptcy. Sales at JCPenney's have fallen annually since 2016. It currently has 860 stores, less than a quarter of its base in 2001. The Texas-based retailer, which was founded more than a century ago, employed over 90,000 full and part-time employees. It joins fellow department store chains Neiman Marcus and Sage Stores as victims of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The first major storm of the spring is hitting the Philippines, and USA's Wendy King has the details.
Tropical Storm Ambo, also known as Vong Fong, made many different landfalls over the eastern Philippines on Friday. Although the tropical system has begun to lose wind strength, it will still forge a path of destruction over the country's northern islands over the weekend. At least two people have been injured, and 13,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. At least 50 towns are without power. With the ongoing pandemic, evacuees were required to wear face masks and practice social distancing in shelters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Donald Trump is anxious to get back out on the campaign trail, and his team is actively pursuing scenarios that would allow him to get in front of voters as soon as they determine it can be done safely. The coronavirus pandemic forced Trump to halt his public campaign schedule. His last rally was held in March. The events are a significant part of his pitch to voters and played a big role in his successful 2016 run. The big question is how and in what form rallies will occur. Three campaign officials said there's no concrete plans yet in place to person-to-person campaigning, but a variety of scenarios are being discussed, including the possibility of the president appearing as part of virtual rallies before he appears at in-person events. Get updates anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.